We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
But a lot of contenders other than the Rams.
But that's why, and I know Jennifer would agree with this, we've got to have Jennifer Hale on from Fox Sports, that no one would disagree with this, that we can't be that spoiled. The Saints have won the NFC South 4 years in a row. To say they're going to win it five, I'm not saying it can't happen, but it'd be an upset over Tampa Bay.
Yes. It would be quite the Mount Everest climb this year.
But it's unbelievable, the stability of this team, what they've done for us lately.
And what Brady has done, not only to change the Bucs, but to change how a lot of GMs and owners think in this league. On the line with us now from Fox Sports and also from Bally Sports. Now, I guess that's what they call it. Miss Jennifer Hale. Jen does the sideline reporting for Fox for the NFL games and also is the sideline reporter for the Pelicans. So, Jen, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, my pleasure. And, hey, Mike, congratulations on a fabulous draft guide. I used it all weekend.
Thanks so much, Jen. I appreciate it. Before we get Pelicans' question, I'm going to ask you this because I know you covered a lot of the Packer games last year. The turbulence, which is, I guess, like a 6.8 on the Richter scale that has happened since last week with Green Bay. This is my opinion that I don't think there's any way the Packers can deal him off. And the reason why is I don't think Jordan Love is ready to play.
I agree.
Bottom line, that's an easy deal. But there's no way that they're going to deal him off and you have Jordan Love become – your starter in 2021. Your thoughts?
It certainly would be a very different Green Bay team. You almost have to feel sorry for Matt LaFleur being caught in the middle of all this. It has been just a disaster in Green Bay, and it heated up even more today with players starting to weigh in. You saw Davante Adams taking to Twitter and Instagram posting things like a goat perched on the edge of a cliff about to fall off. You know, guys, I can't blame Aaron Rodgers for being a little upset. We did have – my crew had Rodgers in the Packers several times throughout this past season, and it was really amazing. The first time we had them, there seemed to be this bromance between LaFleur and Rodgers. And when we thought it must be fake, it must be forced, everybody's trying to put on a good show, right? No, actually, in the off season, one of their coaches got the two of them together. They really patched things up. They found common ground, and they seemed to be having a blossoming relationship, as evidenced by what was happening on the field. And then, I don't blame Rodgers to be the reigning MVP, asked to make asked to scale back so you could afford money for other positions. And apparently the way it went down is what was so offensive, if you believe, you know, what Mike Tirico said he and Rodgers' conversation was, the Kentucky Derby. It's just a nasty situation. I understand why you say I don't know how you deal him. I also don't understand how you play him next season and have a successful locker room, because he is a stubborn man, and right now he is bitter.
Well, you know, Jen, when I look at it, and Mike, the playoff game now, I even – held Aaron Rodgers' feet to the fire. Come on, you got to take off and run, because you can run. When he did not, take that opportunity in his own hands. But then I think if you have an MVP-type quarterback, and he was an MVP in the NFL, you can't go for a field goal on fourth down. That you have to put it
You got to go for it.
You have to go for it. So I think.
Why else do you have them?
Yeah, I think that's what Aaron looks at overall. But Jen, I was telling Mike this. I don't know if I've ever witnessed a player, and I can play both sides of the fence, is that has this much stroke that if you would add them to a certain roster, there's like a handful, if not a half a dozen, that they would be maybe one of the Super Bowl favorites.
Bobby's trying to get him to Denver be a lot of his guy. No,
but Mike, there's about five or six teams that if Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback, all of a sudden they're in the hunt for being a Super Bowl favorite. Now, we all know that's not going to occur.
It's not happening in the NFC.
Because you know why?
They're licking their chops. They love it.
But because they don't trust Jordan Love. That's the reason they won't let Aaron Rodgers go. Now, I could play the other side of the fence that why in the hell – now, this is a millennial thing maybe. I don't know because I'm an old fart. But I can tell you this. Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers, you sign the contract, why are you bitching and you getting $100 million, whatever? I'd go play in Siberia anywhere. So, to me, if you sign a contract – honor the contract. So that's different. You know, people think differently this day and age. But to me, if you don't have a contract, it's different. But if you have a contract, whether it's Deshaun Watson with the Texans or whether it's Aaron Rodgers, the Packers, honor the contract. You signed it. Come on.
Bobby, I am with you, but I promise you, whether it's the NFL or the NBA, that is not the going mentality right now. And this is a situation where – you know, Green Bay, it's shareholders. I think it hurts Green Bay right now that they don't have an owner or governor or whatever you want to call it to step in and try to smooth these things over because, obviously, Rodgers' relationship is so frayed with Gutekunst. I don't know who can step in at this point and bring both back to the table and get everything smoothed over hunky-dory, we can work together and have another amazing run.
Well, you know,
if
you had an owner, he might say, hey, Brian, I'm siding with Aaron.
No, the GM versus the quarterback.
And you go,
but no, the Packers are a socialist team. If you like socialism, then you like the Packers. Nothing wrong with that. You know, a different viewpoint you might have.
We're riding down that rabbit hole.
But that's where the Packers are. If you're like a meatpacking plant, a Packers, that's where they got their nickname. Green Bay is truly a socialist-type team because you don't have an individual owner. You have a number of fans that have ownership in the team and all, but you know the one? I don't blame the general manager. You know who I blame? Mark Murphy. Mark Murphy's an old NFL player who was part of the NFL Players Union,
he
understands the Brett Favre, he understands the Aaron Rodgers situation, and he's the one, to me, has not handled Aaron Rodgers in a proper perspective. Well, it goes back to Brett Favre. Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, now Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love. You want to look at a guy that you got to hold accountable, and I think the Packer Nation does, is Mark Murphy. It's not the GM. He might be the scapegoat, but Mark Murphy played with the Redskins, defensive back, way back in the day. But that's the guy you got to hold accountable.
But Aaron isn't talking about Mark Murphy. He's talking about Brian.
But I'm telling you, that's
the difference.
He might talk to the GM, but I'm telling you, that's the one you got to look at. What happens with the Packers, Mark Murphy. I'm telling you, that's the figurehead. He's almost... he's not a communist. I know he's not that. But he's more that socialist leader that would be ahead of an organization and the trickle, like how you control things.
Trickle-down economics.
Yeah. But it's not, because I'm a capitalist, not true trickle-down economics, but Mark Murphy is the one that what happens with the Packers, Mark Murphy is the bottom line. You nominate a board and you have a board control everything. Mark Murphy is the one that has not handled the Aaron Rodgers situation the right way.
He has stayed out of it.
No.
No, he ain't been like Stone Cold.
No, he stayed
line.
Out of it. But that's
Stone Cold says so. No, he stayed out of it.
But that's the son of a gun who could tell the general manager what to do.
Somebody
needs to take control of that situation.
And
it,
no one wants
it,
to.
They don't want because Aaron Rodgers got that much stroke. Who has more stroke than Aaron Rodgers right now?
No,
what?
It's too much hot. Too much heat. You got to stay away. Jimbo, on tonight's game, certainly all eyes on Curry and Zion.
Yeah.
But what's remarkable is that Zion has taken over this league. Like Bobby and I, we grew up in another era where the big men in the paint sort of dominated. If it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Bob Lanier or Dave Cowens
Dave
McInnis, Tim Duncan. But now it's become the three-point shot. Everybody wants to see the long-range shooting. Zion's doing this old school. And how he has just sort of been the talk of the league, and yet it's not the conventional way.
No, he's redefining the role, Mike, absolutely. Because he grew up a point guard and still has such amazing ability to turn those point guard skills on. He is so quick for a man his size. I watch him night in and night out beat guards that are much smaller, much more seemingly athletic than he is, but actually he combines all aspects into such an amazing package. And he's only 20 years old. He only just now played 82 games, a full NBA season. So it's crazy to think where he'll go from here. Now, to your point, as of tonight's game, this is must-see TV, must-see basketball, because this is do or die. And Steph Curry leading the Warriors, he's been a one-man show for them. They have nobody but him, unfortunately, stepping up. Unfortunately, except, of course, for tonight. But he's a walking highlight. And both teams, these next two games, we play the Warriors here at the Smoothie King Center tonight and tomorrow. That's the season. That determines the play-in tournament, no doubt.
Now, Jay, when I look at that, now, you don't want, like, because you make a two-pointer, they make a three-pointer, and you go back and forth, you're not keeping pace. But wouldn't you want to put the pressure on the Warriors that to stop Zion down low? Because then they get in foul trouble and all that. And so on the back end of the game, now if the Warriors are hitting and Steph's on fire or whatever, then it might not work out. But I don't think the Warriors could stop throughout the game Zion down low.
They shouldn't be able to. The formula for success for the Pelicans, to your point, Bobby, this season has been pass the paint, collect those fouls. The big win that the Pelicans pulled out over the Timberwolves on Saturday, three of their players fouled out in the last few minutes of overtime
right. Because
they collected so many fouls trying to stop Zion. You've got to use that to your advantage. And to some point, you know, Stan Van Gundy, he's kind of taken the philosophy all season, that old school philosophy, we'll pack the paint, guard the paint, and live with what happens in the three-point line. You can't do that tonight against Steph. He'll light you up. You're going to have to do both. You're going to have to find a way to spread the floor and get your guys, get your rotations going, get everybody involved, because you have got to at least try to make things somewhat uncomfortable for Steph. Otherwise, he could win the whole thing by himself practically.
Jen, our producer Mark Menard has a question for you.
Yeah, Jen. So, you know, we're talking now about Steph Curry, and look, he's been lighting it up recently. He's really gotten it going more so than he had it going earlier in the season. And the Pelicans have to play this Golden State team three times before the end of the season.
Right.
You know, they're still kind of clinging to playoff hopes here, but I think a lot of those playoff hopes are going to hinge on what they do against Golden State. How do you like their chances with these three games coming up, including two in a row, back-to-back, both in New Orleans tonight and tomorrow night?
Yeah, Mark, no doubt. This Golden State series, that decides the Pelicans' play-in tournament fate. They count twice, essentially. Right now, the Pelicans are 2.5 games back of the Spurs. The Spurs hold that 10th spot. But interesting to note, the Spurs do have the hardest schedule going forward. So that's why these wins are so crucial. You're just running out of racing room. And, of course, going in, I'm going to say I love the Pelicans' chances. They're playing some of their best basketball right now. Their defense has finally improved. They're sixth in the NBA in the month of April, closing out last month. That's a marked improvement from where they've been. And Zion just, he has a will to win, guys. He is one of those, Mike, I hear you talk about it all the time when you're evaluating players, that will to win. He is a winner. He's won his whole life, and that's not about to change. So I'm going to ride with him. You got to move the ball. Both teams are really good at ball movement, which will make it fun to watch. And then the Pelicans have to use the size to their advantage and dominate the glass tonight. That's an area they could finally have an actual advantage over the Warriors, and they've got to exploit it.
Now, I talked to Mark Menard about this earlier, Mike and Jen. Let me tell you who's an all-star, but then they had a dog. You got to be a dog. A dog. Now Zion's a dog. LeBron's a dog. You know who's not a dog? AD and BI. Anthony Davis and like Brandon Ingram, they're all-star players, but they're not dogs. I don't know if you, Jen, if you can translate or understand what I'm saying. I'm talking about the closeout games. Listen, look what the Lakers in their situation where they're at right now. LeBron's bitching and all that. They're hurting all that. But, listen, they're great players, but they're not alphas. You got an alpha dog and Brandon Ingram and AD with the Lakers. They're not those alpha dogs. There's nothing wrong with that. Not everybody can be an alpha.
Not everybody's wired like that.
The one who's wired like that with the Wizards, and they're in contention in the East, Russell Westbrook. Now, he's not always efficient, but he's still an alpha dog. So that's when I look at it has to go through Zion. It has to go. And listen, the Lakers, without LeBron, the Lakers are done. They're done without LeBron because AD is outstanding, BI is outstanding, but they're not alpha dogs.
Well, Bobby, to your point, the coaching staff clearly agrees with you because last year when Zion was hurt and not playing, everything went through Brandon Ingram. This year, I've been impressed with BI's production because he had to totally change his game. Everything now goes through Zion, and he doesn't have those easy runs to the rim. All the plays aren't for him anymore. Because, yes, the Pelicans are going to put this thing through Zion. They're going to put it on his shoulders. They're going to ride with him each and every night, and that clearly is your best bet. And the match of wits, the match of will tonight between Steph and Zion is something I'm really curious to see because Zion does not want to let a guy like Steph Curry disrespect him on his home court.
Chin, the other thing, if this ends and you get a couple losses, what would you think – for 2021, I
like
guess
to tank
starts.
It, to tank
no,
it,
no,
Mike,
no, not or, tanking it, okay. not tanking it.
But would the be, season's almost over.
Would be the biggest need for this team to add in the offseason for them to be a playoff team. To me, they need another 3-point shooter. That's what jumps out.
Well,
to
well
me.
And you know you what, Jim and Jim, like Mike saying, all of a sudden I look at times. Okay, force them to hit the 3-point. They can play a zone. And don't let Zion attack the rim.
And Bobby, we've seen that how many times this season where teams pulled out that old-school zone and, just shut down Zion. You build a wall. So absolutely, you've got to surround him with at least shooters opponents will respect that can punish them if they don't. And the 3-point line, 100%. In today's NBA, you guys said it. You look at a stat sheet. If you want to pick one stat that if you can't see anything else, including the final score, but you see who won that stat, that's who likely won the game. It's you can't argue with it. It is the 3-point line. You've got to get somebody like that back. You've got to decide what to do with Lonzo Ball. He has been so good for the Pelicans here at the end of the season. He's a big question mark. Do you pay him or not? Because that'll go a long way in determining who else you can pay, what pieces you can add, what caliber of player.
Jen, thanks so much for joining us tonight. I know you got some watching to do, and we got to go to a break. But listen, A-Bear won't kick in, but you want to go in half? We'll lay some money on the Browns being the AFC team to the Super Bowl.
Jen, Mike,
I can't get no money out of Bobby.
Mike
so
has
you
told
me
this,
help me out on this
over and over again that he likes the odds, the Browns upsetting the Chiefs to go to Super Bowl. He likes the odds, and he'll put a little coin on it.
Well, I would never go against Mike Dettelier. He always knows what he's talking about. I would love to get Mike's opinion on another show about the Bills. I felt like they were poised to really do some damage.
You got to run the ball. You got to run it, and that's the big question. Playing outdoors in the AFC East, I think what's been a killer is you can't have your quarterback beating the leading rusher.
Yes, come on.
You can't have that.
That's an oxymoron.
That oxymoron. I think that is the big kind of kink in the chain for the Bills, is that they don't have that guy that can sort of take over maybe when Allen's not hot as a passer, and you need that running game. Okay, last year, late in the season, Brady's stats were okay, but what won it for him? They ran the football, stopped the run. It's old school, but it worked.
And Jen, Mike's counting on that Baker Mayfield will take this next
step.
And
I can turn around and hand off to them two cats. Because
Mike, I think he's playing with confidence. Now, he does not need Odell Beckham Jr. bitching in his ear if he's not getting the ball. How about we just win and spread the wealth around? Look, Antonio Brown wasn't bitching to Tom Brady. Antonio Brown, you think about that receiving core of Tampa Bay. Why can't Odell do the same thing with the Browns?
With the Browns, I'll roll with this. We go as far as Baker takes us.
Yes.
Because they got a running game. They can stop the run. They've added all these pieces in the secondary. You got a coach that has won a playoff game on the road, year one,
against the Steelers
in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
So my thing is, man, it's tough to beat the Chiefs. It's going to be tough. But if there's a team out there to do it because of the running game, stop the run, secondary, the Browns.
And, you know, Jen, as we let you go, Mike and I will never hate on the Browns. If you're a Browns hater, you hate blue collar. How can you hate the Browns? They haven't won anything since the early 60s before the Super Bowl. You got to go back to Jim Brown. How can you be an anti-Brown guy?
No, because if the Browns win everything, Bobby and I will know where to go to party. Because, man, they're going to party Cleveland style. That might be for like 3 months.
You think the Cleveland Cavaliers – Jen, you think the Cleveland Cavaliers winning NBA championship?
Nothing like the Browns.
They ain't holding no candle to the dog pound in the Browns organization.
Jen, thanks so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great night.
All right, Jen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.